Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
We gotta do something about that one. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Cav. Snowed in like a motherfucker around this bitch. What's up, Timer?
Just chilling, man. Cool and relaxing.
Okay.
I gotta talk about my favorite team first, man.
You said what?
Well, they got a report. I said I gotta talk about my favorite team first. You know, they got a report, man, saying I test want to be traded, dude. Did you hear about this?
Nah, I ain't heard nothing about that one.
They trying to say he want to be traded. He want out of L.A.
Nah, I ain't heard nothing about it, man.
I'm a huge Lakers fan, man.
Oh, you and me both.
Hey, you know,
I'm gonna have to get some information to confirm that one, man.
Ain't no rings coming without our test, man. Need that D.
Man, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm gonna have to see that somewhere. I see we got a caller in already. We got a caller calling in. What's happening?
Yeah. Hello, how you doing?
What's good, baby? Snowed the fuck in. Can't go nowhere. Snowed in.
Poor babies.
Snowed in. And just I can't even make it to the licks, though.
Damn. You should have got to that early.
That shit, all the licks are closed.
Damn.
I snowed in, baby. I call myself being a smart ass, put my car in the garage, because I said I ain't want all that snow to be on my car, and I can't even get to the garage.
Damn.
Man, I was out there shoveling for 4 hours. Don't look like I did a damn thing.
Damn.
I know, man. I'm hurting over here. What's good, baby? What's going on?
Shit, just chilling. Full, feeling good.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I'm glad somebody is. Now, homeboy, before we get into our topic of the night, you sure... You absolutely positively sure you heard that?
Dude, I just read it, man. He's denying it, and so is Phil. But
that could just be some rumor shit.
But one of his people was the one that took it to the news.
Unless I hear from the horse's mouth, man, I ain't gonna believe that. But hold on, we got a new caller in. Hey, caller, what's happening?
What it do, fellas? Bushwick in the house.
What's up, man? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you. I feel blessed. Much love today. Hey, how do I get to hear y'all? How do I get to get online with y'all, man? I'm on the page. What I'm trying to get.
Oh, you just
push chat.
You just go in the chat room?
No, I'm on the web page. I gotta go to the other page.
CNCity.spruce.com?
Yeah, I'm on that. I'm on the home page.
Okay, you see that?
Go ahead.
You see that part where it say chat?
Okay, hit chat.
At the top, hit chat.
Okay, I just hit it.
Okay.
So what's good, y'all? Everybody snowed in and all. What's good? I had to search for a liquor store today.
Oh man.
I'm hurting. I can't even.
Ain't even got none. He hurting.
Cutter is closed, dog.
Man, I had to.
I walked up there earlier today and he was closed. He hurt my heart.
He hurt your heart, dog.
Cutter hurt my heart, dog.
Oh, I thought anybody would be open. Cutter would be open.
Cutter would be open. I can't even have a cocktail tonight.
Uh,
Well, good people, you know how we always do. We're going to get our topic spotted. Yeah. Yo, dog, what was that you want to holler about, man?
Hold on a sec. Wick, you got a webcam, dog?
No, I don't got no webcam, man. I'm trying to get...
Oh, okay,
all right. Okay, I see you, though, Wick. Okay, I got you, though. I saw cash.
If you're a small business trying to make sense of how marketing can grow your bottom line,
something wrong.
All right. I want to talk. I was watching Sopranos today. And I want to talk about role playing. I saw some shit on there. Well, I don't know if y'all watching Sopranos or not, but Janice and Richie was having sex.
Oh, talk about
and
when they were.
He had a gun to her head, dog.
Yeah, I know what episode you're talking about.
Is that some shit you can try?
Mm-mm.
Could you put a gun to a woman's head while y'all doing what y'all doing?
Well, what if I get too excited when I bust that nut?
Can you get down to role-playing like that?
What if I get too excited?
Exactly what I'm saying. But can you role-play like that?
No, I couldn't do that.
What about you, brother?
Well, I've experienced that before.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't role playing though. It was like me and a guy friend that I was been messing around with for a minute, and I asked him if he wanted to have sex for one last time, and we become friends. And I'm riding him and everything, you know, and everything lovely and everything, my eyes closed. And he pulling me close to him, and he steady saying, "Are you sure that's what you want?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I'm riding him and everything. He said, "Are you sure that's what you want?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he pulled me real close to him, and he turned my head to the left, and on the pillow was a .357 Magnum. He pulled it and put it to my head, and he said, "Don't stop. Just answer my question. Are you sure that's what you want to do?" And I was like, "No."
Shit, good answer.
Exactly.
That was a great motherfucking answer you gave.
Right. Yes,
I consider that role playing.
Yeah.
I would consider that role playing.
No,
that's the serious shit.
Yeah,
I'm scared like a motherfucker.
I feel you, old man. I see you rubbing your head on that one. Like, goddamn.
Yeah. Man, I mean, years later, he told me that you know he didn't have no bullet in there. He was just playing or whatever. But shit, whatever.
I don't know about that one, man.
That's like getting tied up, man. Could you get tied up?
All right, y'all. We got a new caller to San City. Caller, what's up? 651, what's up?
Not much.
Who we talking
How
to?
How you doing?
Not well, can you tell?
Who is this?
It's Lisa.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Lisa.
Alicia. Okay, how you doing, Alicia?
Okay.
You sound a little sick. What's wrong with you? You got a cold?
Bronchitis.
You got
bronchitis.
So you got a sore throat, huh?
No, I got bronchitis.
We greatly appreciate that. Matter of fact, because you sick, got a sore throat and all that good stuff, and you just still call the show?
Gotta give back on that.
We're gonna give you a round of applause.
That's how much they love Sin City, dog.
Hold on, man. We got another new caller. Caller, what's up?
Man, just listening. Go ahead and finish talking.
You press the one button.
What's your name, sweetheart?
I guess she pushed it just in case she do want to say something when something come up for her to say.
That's right. That's why.
Okay, well, we would still like to know your name just in case we have to come to you.
T.
T. Well, how you doing, T?
Fine.
T.
Hello, T.
All right.
Welcome to Sand City, T.
Okay,
thank
what's
you.
On your mind, T? What's on your mind?
I know nothing on my mind. I just called in just because I hadn't been in for a while, so I called back in just to listen to y'all tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, check
all right, well, how do you feel about
okay.
role play?
How I feel about role play?
Yeah. First of all, do you role play?
It can make
the
relationship always better.
You said it what?
So you do role play, right?
Yeah, it makes the relationship always better.
Okay, now let's say we together, we role playing. Would you let me put a gun in your head?
No.
What if I take the clip out?
Now you say what?
But you know the gun is empty. Ain't no bullets in it.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna play like that one.
Hey, Father Time, I want to ask a question.
What's
I
up,
need,
dog?
You know, it's a birthday for me, so I'm trying to find a good role play for me to play tonight, you know, with my lady, you know what I'm saying? So I'm asking the ladies, what's a good role play to play tonight? You know, I was thinking about the Tarzan Xena thing, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that might be played out now, so I'm trying to find something different.
Well, I mean, it's your birthday, so whatever it is, she'll be able to, you know, be the centerfold of the whole situation.
Oh, okay.
That's right. It, you know what, dog? Tonight is your night, so whatever you want, shit. We'll just make it happen. She's supposed to make it happen for you.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Take advantage of that shit, dog. It only happens once a year.
You know this.
Right.
This our new. This what we say. This our new year.
Alright, so whatever you feel like you want, man, you supposed to just come straight out and tell her, yo.
I heard you say something about blindfold and earlier.
I don't know about the blindfold thing. I don't trust people like that.
You don't trust people like
no,
that?
No, I don't trust like that. No, I don't trust the blindfold. No.
What
no
about
blindfold,
that?
No handcuffs.
You don't trust none of that?
No, none of that stuff like that. I got to be able to see. And I got to be able to move my hands just in case I watch the movie.
You know what, though? For one thing, in order to do that kind of stuff, you got to have a whole lot of trust with that person.
That's true.
Let somebody handcuff you, you can't do shit. Now, what if you piss her off the day before? It's your birthday. She come here like, babe, we're going to role play and handcuff you and do some shit like the Reverend did. Whoop your ass. You cuff. What you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about it. You handcuffed to the bed. You can't do nothing. You can't go nowhere. You done pissed off. She done called all her girls. They walk in. You stressed out in the bed, butt ass naked, and they all got belts and switches and shit. What you gonna do?
You've been reading too many Donna Goin books, dog.
You're going to take her ass with
her.
That's
man,
what you're going to do.
Just picture it. You cuff and blindfold. She gives you all that little sweet, soft talking. All you like, yeah, it's going to be on. Next thing you know, man, you feeling pain. What can you do? You can't do shit. You got to have a whole lot of trust, man, to let somebody cuff you.
That's true. Hey, I don't mean to cut y'all off, but I watched this movie today, dog. I seen the original. It's called I Spit on Your Grave. Anybody?
Yeah, you know what, dog? Wait a minute. Hold up. Before you say that, I just bought that movie, man. I just bought it. So don't ruin it for me. But I need to know one thing. Is it just like the original?
Yeah, but it's a little bit more up to date and a little bit more gruesome.
Okay.
I just bought it. Yeah, I mean the first one. Okay, I ain't gonna talk about the new movie. I'm gonna talk about the first one. You know, now you don't know this. Well, you don't know this chick, and you know this chick just giving you love, and you know massaging, loving you and stuff. Put your blindfold on, and next thing you know, you feel a yank. She done threw your shit out the tub. That's why I don't do blindfolds, too. You know what I'm saying? You don't never know what that person got in their hand. You mess around and see your stuff sitting in the toilet. This ain't no, what's your name, Bobby?
No, well, I mean,
if
you gonna do the blindfold thing, man, you gotta have a lot of trust, dog. You gotta have
you
a
got to, man.
And how much
you gotta
how
have
much
a lot of trust in the person.
And how much trust is in this world nowadays?
I mean, you gotta have, marriage type trust. It's gotta be marriage type trust, man. If it's a woman that you go that you see yourself marrying, that's a lot of trust. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can do that shit with your wife, as long as you ain't pissed off no time soon. You know what I mean? You ain't just pissed off 2 days ago, and then talking about let's blindfold, baby. You know what I'm saying? You can't do it like that. But if it's your wife, you know, I mean, you should be able to do anything with your wife. You know what I mean?
Role play. Why don't you? How you gonna want to play role play if you don't trust them? What kind of fun is that?
Right.
But that don't matter. If you role play, you role play. You shouldn't have made a mad before it happened, but she ain't gonna role play and mess with you. It's your birthday. Don't get blindfolded and have a good time. You might enjoy it.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. We just meeting. I just met you at the club. I bring you home and I say, baby, I wanna blindfold you. I just met you.
Who said you gonna blindfold somebody you just met home? He want to role play with somebody he said his woman, you see, or his girl,
right,
whatever.
Which
he
is trust, right? Which falls back on trust. You got to trust that person. You ain't going to role play with somebody you just met.
But he said for his birthday,
right.
He can just meet her. So he might as well get comfortable, go and enjoy the night.
Right. I still not going to do no blindfolds, though.
He might as role play.
I mean, we can do any other role play. We can do the Tarzan, the Jane. We can do
the doctor and the nurse.
Doctor, nurse, we can even do the robber and the damn, I can't think of the right word. You know, I've been drinking a little bit, y'all. So don't.
I don't know
don't
that. You play that doctor, that doctor nurse, you might get an enema stuck up you.
All right, well, look, let me ask y'all a question. If a woman came to you and said she want to role play, she want to do the rape thing, would you do it?
Yeah.
I mean, she ain't your woman, you know what I mean? She just something you got on the side. You know, y'all been kicking it for a couple months. And she said, I want you to act like you raping me. Would you do it?
Yeah. Now, back at you, Father Time and Cass, I got one for you. Would you do the choke thing? You know, some women
answer my question first.
I said yes.
We both said yes.
That's why I was going to ask you.
Okay, now I got a part B to that.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Y'all don't really know it like that, though, man. Now,
what if she got a man
rape thing. She got a man, he walk in. And she doing a whole little rape thing. Mike Tyson. Fell up on a rape charge.
Man,
Mike Tyson.
You.
That's all I'm
you
saying.
Know, you really think too much. You be really putting a lot of thought in your thing.
In a whole other world.
I'm just saying. I ain't down with the rape thing. Fuck that.
I mean, in other words, so wait a minute. So you mean to tell me everything you do is going to be by the book?
I'm saying if it's my wife, okay. If she ain't my wife, I ain't playing that woman. I won't do the rape thing, man, because you can't trust them, man. You know what I'm saying?
But lately, some of the movies I've been watching, especially on that damn Lifetime, you know, my girl make me watch this damn Lifetime. The women, your wife would be the one that gets you back, because that's the one you're going to hurt the most.
Yeah, but those mostly white women, though. Bitches don't really do that kind of shit, man.
Shit. A woman is a woman, dog. I don't care what color, creed, or goddamn race. A woman gonna be a scorned woman would get you.
Most, okay, I see why I disagree. Because most black women, they overreact right then and there. White women hold that shit in and try to get you back later. That sister gonna get you back right then and there. She ain't holding shit in. She ain't letting nothing simmer. She gonna let you have it right then and there. Whereas a white woman, she gonna wait.
I got to disagree with you on that.
You think a black woman won't sit back and watch the play line?
Sisters, let me ask the sisters. Do you hold it in, or do you let that motherfucker know right then and there?
I'm going to let you know right then and there.
Exactly. Father, what about you?
It depends on the weight of the situation. I don't want to waste... waste time on a petty argument.
So you gonna be the one that holds it in and wait?
That's the politically correct answer. I don't believe it, but that's the politically correct answer.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I might not say nothing for a minute.
She catch you cheating, she gonna let you know. I just caught you.
He ain't
trying to jump on another girl.
Oh, no. No, I ain't like that.
So go ahead, Wade. Go ahead with your question, bro.
I was about to ask something about the chat thing. I seen how everybody changing their nicknames and all that. How the hell y'all do that? You know I'm new to the finally being on chat, man.
I mean,
you
don't know that he's changing names, man.
Shit. Oh, but the question I was asking, though, okay, now, say, you know, we're saying that with the woman holding it in and all that, say that your man, that you're not really sure what your man did, but your girl's telling you all this, right? You know, and most females go with what their girls say first before they even ask their man. You know what I'm saying?
I said most females do it.
You know, but she's saying that, oh, I seen this nigga at the club. He was just all around bras and all that. Now, this might be the same chick that tried to hit on your dude, but she just trying to break your dude up. What would you do? Would you take your friend's word on it, or would you go ask your man?
I'm going to bring it to my man.
Okay. I don't know what ladies
don't
mind.
T?
You said what, though?
No, we was asking the next lady. I don't know what ladies online, so.
It depends.
Well, we got quite a few people. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sweetheart.
I just said it depends on what he's saying. It depends. How the story makes sense.
T.
Yeah.
So you gonna mean tell me if your best buddy, your partner, told you something, you ain't gonna assume that she's telling the truth?
My best buddy gonna tell me the truth. I just said it depends on what she's telling me, cause I just had that same situation. It just depends on what they tell me. It depends
okay,
when they
tell me.
What
question? Give her a scenario. Give her a scenario, man.
Okay.
Okay,
let me think. All right, your girl said that she seen your dude just with another chick. You know, he she don't know what he was doing. Well, she say he was just with another bitch. I just seen this nigga with another bitch in his car, or something like that. I think he's fucking her. Now he could have been just giving her a ride home because they work together.
Mhm.
Or he might have just known her for a long time and just gave her a ride. But he was with another bro.
How you going to have with
T? I'm curious to hear what T got to say.
What'd you do, T? You know, okay, I'm going to act like I'm your girl. I'm going to act like I'm your girl right now. I'm calling you right now. You picked up the phone. Girl, let me tell you, I just seen that nigga with another bitch.
I got three homegirls.
Hold on, Wick.
Which one?
Hold on,
Wick.
Hold on,
Wick.
Okay, depends on which one tells me.
All right, help me out here, Cass. Give me, Give me some AA, dog. Give
right.
me some AA.
See, man, you're going to
mm-hmm.
go to war. Right?
I know.
You're going to go to war, right?
On which one.
Now, and I'm going to tell y'all that me and T finna go to war because I know T personally. And T, you're a lying ass. You're lying
I
ass.
I am. Because we just did this
you're
lying
ass. You
did, yesterday.
Oh, T, because I'm finna go to war on your ass. You
okay,
done
I'm
ready.
I'm up, too. I just sat up
that,
now.
You done been that nosy friend that done butted in.
But 25
you done heard stuff. I didn't see you fly off the hinges. So don't you sit up here on this phone and tell me that it just depends.
It's any depends because one relationship is different from the next. It just depends. I'm going through it right now. I got one friend say this. My homegirl, who may say that. He may say this. I got to listen to see what everybody's saying so I can figure out which one gave me the right answer. I'm going to do my own investigation all day. You know that anyway. And
yeah,
then I'm going
okay,
to have to find out myself.
Let's say it's
ooh,
your best friend. This is
okay,
your,
I
mean, this is your girl from way back. Your girl,
oh,
girl.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to my girl from way back. Yeah, I'm
gonna
my girl from way back is going to tell me the truth. And she's going to let him know that she told me
no
too.
No matter what he said. So whatever he tell you is a lie.
All day.
See, that's wrong.
All day,
that's
yeah.
wrong because
my girl
your man
from way
be...
back. Let me tell you about man. Man ain't going to come to you face to face just like me. I'm going to come to you face to face and say, you know I see you. And you know what it is. Just like man going to do the same. It's not going to be hidden that old girl behind your back because that ain't how we get out. If we see you,
like
you
said, you should have been giving the girl
yeah,
a lie.
Hold on, man.
It's
this damn
T-Line.
You should
have been giving a
What I'm mad about, I said, if we see you, we're going to come tell
yep.
you that we saw you. And
but
we're
going to
go tell
her.
Our girl.
But hold on,
T, because man, you're going to get personal right here in a few minutes. Now, T.
I said, I believe my girl from way back. You didn't hear when she started laughing when I said that. And she said, way back, homegirl, 25 years. If she comes tell me something right now, I'm going to believe her all day.
Now, T, right. man, you almost have, now, T. Okay, well, let me ask you this. Let me ask this question then. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying, but when is it your place to mind your business?
Never.
Never?
Never. And I know you think I should, and that we go back 30 years now, but any woman should mind your business if you want to know the truth. But if that's your true friend and he's gone, and I don't know how you answer this. Let me see.
So
I don't think you never mind your business if it's your friend. If you knew something of your good friend and they man many years,
mm-hmm.
would you tell them?
Yeah.
Is it your place to tell them?
Yeah. Because you know
so
what, let me tell you, I'm going to give myself an example for you. My eyes can be closed to what's going on around me. So, therefore, that's where she come in at. Tell her she's supposed to call in. I'm on the phone now because she should have called on in. But anyway, let me get to my point. My eyes could be closed while her eyes is open. So that's what girls is fuck. Because my eyes are closed right
like
now,
him?
But they open. My eyes was closed last week, but they open clear as day because I got three of them that came to me and say, now, look. This is what it is, and this is how you're going to take it, and this is it's no more closing your ass to the situation. You got that? So other than that, all I had to do was say, yeah, I got it. But sometimes your ass can be closed as a lady, and you may not want to see it, want to believe it, want to understand it, none of that. And it's all sitting right in your face.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And your homegirl got to come put her foot down so you can understand, look, I'm through. You've been going through this for too long. Now this is what it is, whether he keep lying to you or not.
Right.
A nigga will lie all the way through to the end. I know that for sure for the last 24 hours.
Hey, T. I don't mean to cut. I don't mean to cut you off, T. But
don't bullshit me.
You ain't gonna believe nothing your man got to say because this
nope,
is your girl. Your
nothing he just
girl.
Told me. Nothing. Because they came and told
Jeez,
me, and I said that now. That's
nothing.
Ain't
you know
nothing
what,
he can say.
And no, she's not lying. She's not lying because them pack of wolves run together. I know how the wolves are.
That's right.
Them pack of wolves run together, man.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you should mind your business. I mean,
Wait a minute, hold on, dog. Let me ask this. T, at what point you said sometimes you should mind your business? At what point do you mind your business?
You don't. I just told you. I said we should, but we don't.
She did say that. I said you should mind your business,
but that's my girl, and you out here doing this. Her eyes is closed. She ain't believing. She's in love. She want to believe what you're telling her.
I got a question then. I got a question, but how can she judge on that, and she probably going through the same things? But what if she going through the same things, but she's sticking with hers? You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me tell you something even better. We all going through, all three of us right now going through the same. Guess what? That's why one come tell the other. And it's one of us that can't even take the truth, but it's two of us that can. You get what I'm saying?
In other words,
but if that one that can't take the truth, she's
in other words, all three of y'all is a bunch of crazy motherfuckers, huh?
That's right. All three of us. It's four of us, really, but every last one of us. Because, you know, everybody plays a fool sometime. Don't let me put that song on here for you.
Hey,
everybody play the fool sometime. And then you know what? You just got to chuck it up and lose. It's a loss.
I don't know. I don't know how I would tell you, but yeah, I tell you. I don't know how I bring it
you
up to
me,
you,
right?
But I tell you.
You tell me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Cass, if you saw my woman with another man, would you tell me?
I'll find out everything first. I'm not gonna give you no misinformation.
Right.
I'm gonna find out everything first.
But see, my point is, just because y'all tell me, that don't necessarily mean I don't believe y'all. I'm gonna go to
us
first.
True. Because, you know, y'all talk about best friends.
Yeah.
You know, you feel females steady talk about best friends. Your mate supposed to
y'all
be your best friend,
best
too.
Friend.
Your mate supposed, I mean, I'm saying your mate also supposed to be your best friend, too. That's why you made
sometimes
your mate.
You got a bad mate. Your eyes is closed. I just said that. You got a bad mate. Your eyes closed. You just in love with some of the things he may do.
Yeah.
Some way
so
he treats you
girl.
Might be good. I'm
yes.
trying to tell you, your eyes can be
yes.
closed as black. And some days you can go through life, or life will turn your life around, and you just want somebody that you can call a companion, and your eyes closed to everything that they're doing.
Yes.
You refuse everything they're doing. Your friends sit in your face telling you, like, look, this is where they at right now. You too nervous. You don't even want to go see. So at one point, you got to wake up. You got to say,
okay. Hold on, y'all. Hold on for a second. We got new caller to Sin City. Caller, what's happening?
What it do?
201, what's happening? Who this?
What's good? This must be the big man.
What it do?
Yes, it is.
What
it
do,
what's up, bro?
Hey, how y'all doing?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. I'm a little tired today, man. I was out there shoveling that snow.
Well, thanks for the shout-out, Big. Thanks for the shout-out today, man.
Oh, man, happy birthday, man.
Oh, I already seen the shout-out. Most thanks for the shout-out.
No doubt.
Okay,
man. And I heard you, Father Time. I'm going to tell you, Father
what
Time, if your old lady was cheating, man, I'm going to tell you, man, because I love to bust people out, so I'm going to tell you anyway. I seen a nigga. She was at AJ Wright with that nigga. I seen it. I'm dropping dimes and they quarters.
I mean, but okay.
Well,
all
you
right,
know what, though?
Was...
If you tell me, that don't necessarily mean that I'm going to believe you. Just because you said don't necessarily mean I'm going to believe
no,
you.
No, no,
how
no.
How far we go back? I mean, we could be friends since Pampers.
No, you're going to believe
still
me.
I'm going to ask her about it.
She ain't going to go ask. You're going to go choke her because I told you. I'm telling you.
Because
you know, Big don't. No, because you know, I'm bullshit. If I told you something, it was the real shit. It was like gospel. So you're just going to go home and bust her head. You good. I gave you the word.
I got to investigate, bro. I got to investigate.
All right, but check this out, y'all.
Okay.
We're going to run into this little song right quick. And we'll get right back with y'all. We got a lot of people listening. If y'all want to jump in on the conversation, you gotta push one, all right?
To my unborn child. To my unborn child, in case I don't make it. Just remember to my unborn child. To my unborn. Now, ever since my birth, I've been cursed since I'm born around. In case I never get to holler at my unborn child. Many things learned in prison. Blessed and still living, trying to earn every penny that I'm getting. And reminiscing to the beginning of my mission. When I was conceived, I came to be in this position. My mama was a panther loud, single parent, but she proud. When she witnessed baby boy rip a crowd to school, when I dropped out and left the house, cause my mama say I'm good for nothing. So I'm out since I only got one life to live. God forgive me for my sins, let me make it, and I'll never steal again or deal again. My only friend is my misery. Wanting revenge for the agony they did to me. See, my life ain't promised, but it sure gets better. Hope you understand my love letter to my unborn child. Places. Tell the world I feel guilty to being anxious. Ain't no way in hell that I could ever be a rapist. It's on the faces. Whole world on a good day. When will they let the little kids in the hood play? I got shot 5 times, but I'm still breathing. Living proof there's a God if you need a reason. I believe in my own faith. Will I raise my kids in the right or the wrong way? Dear mama, I'm a man now. I wanna make it on my own, not a handout. Make way for the whirlwind, prophesy. I wanna go in peace when I gotta die on these cold streets. Ain't no love, no mercy, and no friends. In case you never see my face again, to my unborn child. To my unborn child. To my unborn child. To my unborn child. In case I pass away, but my child get to feel love. Oh, we all just cursed to be street thugs. If being black hurts, and even worse, let me speak first. Living my life as an outlaw, what could be worse? Cause maybe if I tried to change, who I'm kidding, I'm a thug till I die. I'm a ride and man, touch bases, eat lunch and plus places. Regular criminal awaits, it's a waste up. If there's a ghetto for true thugs, I see you there. And I'm sorry for not being there. Just know your daddy was a soldier. Me against the world, best of poison. All my little girls.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place.
All right, y'all. Before we go, give me a hot second, dog. Before we do anything else,
What up, though?
This for you, man. This one just for you, man.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
I feel like I'm at Chi Chi's. I'm waiting on somebody to come give me a car, clapping and give me a cake or something.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Oh. How old are you now? 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 Happy birthday.
I'm still waiting on them to come in and start clapping and bring the little kid.
Give you a margarita.
You know.
Hold on, I gotta tell you this. Hey man, many, many more birthdays. I wish you was over here, man. You know what we'd be doing, but I did not pick out that damn song. I want everybody to know that Father Time picked that song out, and he picked that song out by himself. That song wasn't right, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Happy birthday, dog.
You could have gave me the Run DMC birthday
right.
song
you
as well.
You couldn't find Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday to you.
You're right.
Wow.
Man, much love, dog. Much love.
City,
you still,
man.
You my nigga,
city.
Man. You my nigga.
Script.
Much love, dog. Thanks for it, dog. Thanks for it,
unscripted, man. You don't follow a script.
I understand that, brother, but I'm just letting y'all know. For everybody that's listening, Father Time picked that birthday song out.
Hey, did y'all get my
message?
Listen
to it though, right? Nobody expected that.
Did y'all get my message that I just said on the line about the conversation we were just having?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, you got it.
I want to switch gears real quick. I want to switch gears. All right. We're gonna stay on the relationship thing. But now, I'm just curious to know one thing. We as men and women, we kind of, take things for granted, our relationships. We get to a point where we take our relationships for granted, and we kind of get lackadaisical in certain areas, namely the bedroom. We
right.
all have. I mean, I don't know one person that hasn't got kind of lackadaisical. Now, when it's brought to you, first of all, can your mate bring it to you without you getting offended? I'm gonna start with
bring,
you. Can your mate bring it to you without you getting offended?
I'm sorry, Cass. I didn't get that whole conversation. I didn't get that whole question.
If your mate said that you're lacking in the bed. And I say you got a little dick or your pussy ain't that, but you just lack it. You lacking on what you're supposed to be doing. I mean, like I said, first and foremost, can your mate tell you that without you getting offended? But I'm going to start with you.
Honestly, I don't think so. I don't think that they will be able to tell me something like that because I aim to please. So
whoa, brother, we're not talking about you being yourself. You ain't pleasing. You ain't pleasing.
I couldn't take something like that. No.
He's saying maybe it's one man that said you don't please. That one man that said you don't please.
They lie.
How would you take it?
They lie.
So
maybe
that one.
Yeah.
You would be offended if your man came to you and said, well, baby, you know, I feel like you should, you know, do a little bit more of this or a little bit more of that. You would
be
offended,
like, wow.
Right?
I'd be like, wow, for real?
Okay. All right. So now I'm going to go to Wick. If she told you need to step your game up, would you get offended? Wick?
I'm giving
200%. I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
We'll come back to you, man.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't
hold
get
on,
that.
Man. Hold on before you start. Hold on before you start. Somebody just pushed one, so they apparently they want to answer that question. Carla, what's happening? Welcome to Sin City. Carla, 201.
Yeah, I will get offended.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Can I put some cream in that chocolate?
I don't think you want to do that, dog. All right, chocolate. So you mean to tell me, so why would you get offended, chocolate?
Because I feel that if my man felt that I was lacking, it's probably because of him. It's something he's not doing.
Whoa, wait.
Why
is it
going to be him?
Because of him. Hold on, Wick. I got this, man. I don't want her to say we double team. So,
okay, do your thing, Cass.
Why do you mean because he's lacking? I mean,
maybe he did something that made me not. Walter.
Okay.
Maybe it might
just be you coming home, going to bed every time you come in the house. Who knows? I mean, it could be you.
I never had that problem, so I don't think it was me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, if you say so. But now, I mean, so you wouldn't try at all to just like, okay, well, let me try to spice things up a little bit.
I mean, to me personally, if that person, my mate, did something that made me lack, I mean, I think you should be the one that look.
Hey, well, now let me ask you. You know what I'm saying? Your mate come to you. Now, he not saying you bad or you terrible in bed. He just feel like it's just a little something you like. First of all, my first question is, would you get offended?
A little bit. I might get offended a little bit, but then, you know, I have to say, let's try it again.
Okay. Okay, now I'm gonna go to Big. Big.
Yo. Yo.
You with me, dog?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, you may say that you're lacking a little bit. I mean, you know, she ain't saying that you fucked up or nothing like that. She just said, you know, you're lacking a little bit.
Well, it's two things I'm going to do now. Since I don't take no chick word for nothing, I got to go get me another chick just to test it out. There's something wrong with my technique, so I got to test it out or something. Now, if the other chick say something wrong, then I go back to my main bro and be like, yeah, you might have a point, and then I adjust some. But until then, I just do the test method.
Okay.
But are you offended? Would you be offended, though?
Oh, but of course, once I get my second opinion. No, this is like going to the doctor. I got to get a second opinion. Once I get my second opinion, and then they tell me the same shit, then I go back home and be like, yeah, bitch, you was right. Nigga got to tighten up or something. Put a foot in your ass or something. I might do something.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask T. T, do you get offended?
I wouldn't, because I probably will lack if I'm tagged. So I wouldn't get offended. I'd just come back at it a little bit better. I wouldn't be offended,
Okay, that's what's up.
Because everybody got to think about it. When y'all go to work, you do come home tired, so you might not be the freak in the bed. You just, depending on how your day is going, your month is going, your week is going.
Okay,
but they have
so
a good point, too.
Okay, well, now let me ask you then. If you don't get offended, then you understand. Oh, okay, before I go, let me ask my man, Timer, do you get offended?
No, I wouldn't get offended. I would ask her, well, why would you say that? What, you know, what am I doing wrong? How can I improve it? That would be
okay, so now, that's my question. That's my next question. I mean, would you try to, I mean, if you would try to improve it, what method would you go about doing?
I would ask her. I would tell her to tell me, what does she want me to do? You know, because I can't read her mind. I might think I'm doing work. But
now she's
saying
you're not enough foreplay. She's telling you not enough foreplay. Do you get mad and say, well, fuck you, bitch, you ain't getting none? Or would you improve the foreplay?
I would improve the foreplay. If I want to.
Right. Okay. Brother.
Yeah.
Well, brother, You already said you would be offended, so you wouldn't do nothing to try to improve on that, right?
It depends on. I mean, I don't know. It depends on the situation, because I might put it in just to prove that I am what I say I am and what I know I am, and then I'm letting you go because I'm done.
Letting you? Yeah. Okay. Next. Janine, what's up, baby? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, not this song again. Okay, you want to play this? You want to play this song to fight?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Many more to you.
Yeah.
Feel lucky. You got the truck version. Correct. Has to go through the whole damn thing.
Lord. All
right, Janine, check this out. We on the topic. Right now, we on the topic of. All right. Just say, for instance, me and you together, right?
Uh huh.
And I tell you, I said, well, baby, you know, I love you and everything. You know what I'm saying? But it's like when we get in the bedroom, it's like you lacking a little bit. It's like you ain't doing the best I know you could do. Do you take offense to that?
I mean, knowing that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Janine. High five.
I would be offended. Yeah, I probably would, but not to say, okay, I wouldn't get like mad about it. I mean, we can discuss it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, I mean, he's not saying that you ain't that your pussy ain't no good or nothing like that. But he's saying like, okay, maybe he's saying that you don't cater to him in the bed like you used to, or you know what I'm saying? It's like you might work a lot now, and you work so much to the point that now it's just like, you know, you just roll over to the side, tell him to get him a little piece, and you go on back to sleep. And you know, it's like, okay, you want a little bit more.
Well, of course I want him to tell me if that's how he feels.
Right. Mm. So now let me ask you. Do you try to enhance your abilities, or do you just be like, fuck them, I ain't fucking with you no more, fuck you?
Well, that depends on the situation, because it depends on if that's why I was doing it, because of work, or was it because I think you're cheating, or is it because, I feel like you're doing something behind my back.
No, it's not negative. It's not negative. It's like, okay, you might have been working. You know, you've been working. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing negative. It's just a simple fact that, like, you might have been working, or, you know, you've been working some different hours, you're taking care of the kid, whatever the case is. No cheating, no, the sex ain't good no more. It's just, you know, you just feel like you ain't just paying him enough attention.
Well, yeah, of course I'm going to do something different. Then we're going to have a little special night and stuff, and I'm going to go all out and do a whole bunch of different stuff.
Okay, that's what's up. Now I'm going to go back to Ms.
Hold on, man, hold on before you do that, dog. Hold on before you do that. I'm in a chat room, man. Somebody wants us to ask them now. So, Wick, we asking you now.
Oh, me? Yeah, I'll be offended. Next time I'm coming in there, you know, evidently I'm flying in the Grand Canyon with just a 747, so I'm coming in there with two broomsticks, and I bet she's going to feel something.
Huh?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, not.
I'm gonna lost the words now, god damn.
Right, okay, we're gonna let that one go. Well, now, Miss Chuck.
Yes.
Why you couldn't feel that way? Why you gotta just say that it's the man's fault?
Well, you didn't explain it. Because it might be. I mean, like she said.
Well, I explained it. You just didn't listen.
What?
Now,
when you're the type of person that loves sex and you give you 100%, 110% each time, and that would be very hard to take, somebody tells
you. Yes. Thank you.
No, that's just you're not listening. See, this is
I can be tired, but...
Don't you think that would be somewhat selfish of the man?
All right, y'all, we got to go one at a time. One at a time, y'all. Who you want to ask a question,
Hold up, man. Let me, because they talking real slick to me, man. Now I got to let them know, man.
And they ain't being realistic either. Y'all ain't being realistic because y'all not listening to him. He's saying ain't no extra nothing. You tagged. You've been working a double. He's saying he still need his nut off, basically, but you've been working a double because y'all got stuff to say.
Okay, T, but don't you think that's coming a little selfish on his part? If I'm
no,
because
he still imagine if he the one working.
But he
said, you still horny. You still ain't it ain't gonna change. You still won't. Whatever he's supposed to give it to you, you won't.
I would never come to him and say, well,
right.
You lacking up. You know,
right.
I would understand.
And I take
if
it.
You work.
It's the
you
way
know.
You say it, though. You can come to him and say, baby, you lacking on taking care of me. I need that. You ain't got to come to a person to be rough.
No, I don't want my mate coming to me, talking to me like that. No, you can't. Mm-hmm. You can't come to me like that.
Mm-hmm. You got a man, Miss Chocolate.
Yes,
he said you got a man, Chocolate.
Do I have a man?
Yeah. Somewhat. No, not really. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. What's your point?
That's his point.
I was just asking a question. I was asking a man. That's all.
Hey,
Cash, what you do
man.
Today? They own you today, Cass. What you do?
Yeah, right, man. I'm on his team.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
You're going to keep coming at me if you want to.
Tell him again. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Now, I'm just here to ask questions. Now, y'all can really get me to acting up, and then I was acting.
I'm Rick James, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
Tell him, I don't want you to act a donkey tonight.
All right. Now, I was just asking, did you have a boyfriend? I mean, because I was going to ask you if you do got a boyfriend. I mean, if I'm not being too nosy. Is he accustomed to you working late hours or something like that?
Yes, he is.
No, he don't have a problem with it.
No.
Oh, okay, well, that's cool.
I have a problem with him, but I don't come to him and say, well, you lacking in the bedroom. You're not.
Is that your problem with him?
I don't say that.
I mean, well, now let me ask you, is that your problem with him?
Yeah.
So why don't you tell him? So you rather keep going on with having this old boring sex life than just tell him, like, hey,
I'm going to fulfill my needs. I mean, come on. I'm going to do what I got to do.
Go out,
I'm just saying.
You going to go out and cheat or something?
No, I'm not going to cheat. I just get my own self. I mean, I'm good.
But you got a man there. If you got a man there, why you got to get your own self?
Motherfucker, I'm going to sit on that dick. That motherfucker be passed out. I don't get no fuck.
You gonna make it work one way or the other, okay? Yes. Let me teach you a couple of things, baby.
So, man, Chocolate, let me ask you, Chocolate. Do you still think like that, or you just get off yourself instead of just filling you some dick?
I wasn't. After that, T.
He said Chocolate. I didn't say, I gave my answer. You
who
said you get yourself off. I thought he asked you that.
He said,
I said Chocolate. You said you get yourself off.
Right, I didn't
get
myself
up. I mean, I do stuff that make me. I'm not saying that he has a limp.
Get out of here. I'm
not saying none of that. I'm just saying it doesn't excite me a little bit, but I do good.
Okay, so now that's why I'm asking. This is the question I'm asking. Why instead of not going to the bed like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is like,
I never have. In my past relationship, I mean, I just never have. I have ran into someone in my past that didn't always do his job.
Okay,
let me ask you a question. Hold on, dog. Let me ask you a question.
Because
you
I loved him, I just
job,
wouldn't.
Why you didn't tell him? Huh?
Because I might have
you don't know why you,
I don't know.
So you just put up with bad sex for however long you was with this guy?
Well, I was with one for a long time, and I mean, sometimes it was good and sometimes it wasn't. I mean, when you're in love, you're in love. I mean, I just dealt with it.
You dealt with it? That's a hell of a lot of answer. That's a hell of a lot of answer. God damn.
Okay, y'all. Okay, we're going to move on. Yeah, because I know how you feel. I know how you feel, Chocolate. I know how you feel.
Before you do that, man, I need to pay some bills right quick, man. So let's do another song right quick, dog.
This is one of them songs you kick back and smoke a joint to and get real fucked up. I'd like to dedicate this one to all the lovely young ladies out there. Oh, me? I'm MCE. Alias, a whole chaining motherfucker. And I want all you ladies to know something. I'd rather fuck with you all goddamn night, cause your pussy good. Now I'm fucking all your friends, cause you ran your mouth like I knew you would. You were bragging to your friends, saying easy, knows how to fuck. So bring your ass in here and give me some, so I could bust the nut. I know you like this dick, cause you enjoy the pleasure and pain. Now I'm riding on this pussy here, and I'm not gonna stop.
I'm not gonna stop, bitch.
We can do it doggy style, or you can get on top.
Sing this motherfucker.
I'd rather fuck you.
Okay,
Nah, you can't bring it to him.
You can't bring what to who?
He said he ain't doing it.
I don't know.
Hold on, y'all. We might have one. We might have one. Oh, they stopped. Fuck.
Oh.
No, we might have one.
Janine, wait. What y'all doing for your birthdays, man?
Yeah, so did. Just getting fucked
exactly.
up.
Exactly. What you think we doing?
I know, man. I know. It's
I
fucked
say we
up
had
out
to,
here.
We had to do something this Friday.
Exactly.
Good. Janine, you coming out this Friday?
Of course. I'm going somewhere. I've been invited to a lot of places.
Mm. Where you going to be at? I'm going to meet you there. We're going to celebrate our birthday Friday. We're going to do the big thing.
Hey, this snow is fucked up, man. I told you I tried to be a smart ass to put my damn car in the garage. I don't want my shit to be covered full of snow. I cannot get out the motherfucker.
That's what's fucked up. Shit was off to the
man.
We couldn't get out the door today.
Dude, I can't get in the fucking garage.
Dude, did you see my street today?
I can't see your street. I can't get off mine.
Oh, shit.
I came out today. I got snowplowed out. Y'all should have called somebody. Did snowplowed y'all out?
Oh, shit. My daddy got his own snow removal business. He wouldn't even answer the damn phone.
Well, me and my baby walked. We walked in the snow today.
You know,
so cute.
I walked in the snow today, too. I walked up to the gas station. And, you know, it was one truck at that gas station. One truck in front of the gas station. Do you know it was like 45 people? Everybody was walking today.
Mm-hmm.
There was like 45 people in that gas station, but it was only one truck out there.
That's how K&M was today. Everybody walked up there. I drove, but there was people in there.
Shit. Hey, man, they say we was looking at 24 inches. I think we got it.
Yeah, I'm glad it stopped.
Mm-hmm. With that drift, yeah, it was about 24 inches, maybe more than
now
that.
Now they're going to put the salt down so we don't have to smack to each other.
But then, y'all know the worst part about it all is that I got out there and, you know what I'm saying, I said, fuck it. I shoveled my way out. You know, the goddamn shovel broke. The goddamn shovel. What kind of luck is that? The motherfucking shovel broke. Man, so you know I'm sitting
there.
Hey,
man.
Yo.
Hey, I got an update, man.
What's that?
From my little situation from yesterday.
Oh, she called?
Or did you call?
He called.
Did you call?
I called, man. I ain't called. Look.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Y'all don't
see his grin. He called.
I sent her a message right before the show started just to see what she had. This is what she sent me back. She said, I'm cool. Have a good night. I am not hard up for a man. He's not the only man out here. And then she put next in exclamation points.
Wow. Hey, what did you do?
Oh,
yeah. Hold up. And,
well,
hey,
put us up to speed that don't know what happened yesterday.
Okay, well, we're going to fill y'all. The father's time, fill them in. Get them up to speed. Let them know what's going on.
Okay, look, this woman approached me and gave me her number. Told me to call her anytime, right? So I called her about 11. She gave me a number about noon. I called her about 11 o'clock last night. Well, night before last. Last night, night before last, whichever one. And she told me that I called her too late. I didn't call her right away. So don't fuck with her. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay, you give your number to a man. But you don't. But that, if that man don't call you back right away, you don't want to fuck with him, right? Now, take a minute. She approached me. I approached her. She approached me. You know what I'm saying? So I texted, like, you know, why you tripping? She texted me back the letter O, which I still don't know what the fuck that shit means. Can anybody know what the letter O means in the text?
Mm-hmm.
I have no fucking clue. So I texted her again earlier today, right before the show started.
Hello.
I said I didn't want to call your house at 11 o'clock at night because I don't want to be disrespectful.
right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
She checked me back. I'm cool. Have a good night. I'm not hard up for a man. You're not the only man out here. And then she put next in capital letters with exclamation
points. You ain't need her no way. She's crazy.
That could be. It could be. The motherfucker is crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy.
But she was
glad she did you a favor.
But she was kind of
y'all do know the real question. The real question in hand here is, what did he promise her that he didn't give her?
I did what?
I told you gonna give her a ride or something, man. You gonna come pick her up?
What did you tell her?
I know you, man.
Look, man.
I know how you operate. I know you tell a motherfucker something quick. So what did you tell her?
I didn't tell her shit, dog.
You know he did the EV.
I didn't tell her
fuck
shit, man.
Bitch.
When I called her, I didn't get a chance to say shit because she hung up on me.
No, I'm talking about when you got the number, man. I know you. You know, you Ronnie Romance, man. You decided to talk about, okay,
dude,
well, baby,
I didn't say
I'm going to call you in 2 hours, and I'm going to have a thing of roses delivered to your job. I know you. You would
I
do
ain't
stuff like
that, man. Call me anytime. Her words. Call me anytime. That was her words. I didn't know that shit meant 2 hours later. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like we had the discussion last night. I mean, how long can you wait? I don't want to be like, you know what I'm saying? I'm hard up and she gonna call you right away. I ain't desperate. Mm-hmm. But goddamn, you approach me. What
right.
the fuck? That shit don't make no fucking sense, man. I'm going to forward you the fucking message, man.
He sounds like he's upset about that.
Yeah,
he liked
it, huh,
too?
Yeah.
She must have been a fine motherfucker.
I know. She was hot.
Yes.
He said he knew she was cute.
She was cute, man. You know what I mean? She was up there with what was that girl name? Man, I can't remember
her fucking
name, man. Pumpkin.
She leaves speechless. Damn.
She's up there with Pumpkin.
She's up there with Pumpkin, man. Pumpkin was a cute motherfucker, man. And as you said, and she was thick. She was thick and cute, man. They either thick or not so cute.
Alrighty then. Next subject.
That man's upset.
I'm just saying, man. Some women that are thick are fine as hell. Some of them not. And then some of the skinny girls are cute as hell, but they got the nasty-ass attitudes. You know what I mean? Now, I don't know which category this girl falls into, but what the fuck, man? You know what I'm saying?
Man, and ladies, would you fuck her?
What's up with
you,
huh?
You want the fucker, right?
Yes, he did. That's why he complained around me.
I'm gonna keep it real. You want the
why
fucker,
you think
right?
That's why I texted before the show. I'm sorry. I don't know what I did. What the fuck? But I told you.
You didn't deliver on that promise. That's what they
love. No, I'm good.
Yeah, you should call the 2 hours later and had the roses in the bed for.
Man, I didn't know that's what she wanted, man. She said, call me anytime, dude. What does that mean?
You
should have
told
her
that.
I can call you next week. I ain't calling nobody right back, man. Fuck that. I ain't doing that shit, man. I don't give a fuck how cute she is.
So now, let me ask you. The next time you run into a girl and she give you her number, how long is it going to take you to call her?
When she turn around.
30
minutes. He said, turn around.
As soon as she turn around and start walking out of the way, I'm going to dial a number. Be like, hey, I missed you. You know what I mean? You can have me down the block. I'm calling her up. I miss you, girl.
Oh,
what
that's
you doing?
That's sweet.
I'm just saying.
Okay, okay.
That's what y'all want. Y'all want a brother to call y'all right away. So that's what I'm going to start doing. Fuck that.
Okay.
And I hate I missed out on that, man. Lord, have mercy. Got to be more careful.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like Florida Evans up in this motherfucker, man. Like, what the fuck can I do?
So, and then listening to Father Time, I mean, do you feel like he should have called her 2 hours later, or was he wrong for waiting a while to call?
don't feel he was wrong.
Maybe he asked the question wrong. What would you want him to do?
That's a good
question.
If you
gave him the number.
What should I have done? Okay, let me ask it later.
What should he done?
What should I
if you
have
gave
done?
Him now?
I'm gonna start down the line. But if you came up to me and gave your number, what should I have done with your number? Should I have called you right away or should I play the cool?
You should have played it cool.
That didn't get him no
that's what I
damn,
did.
It worked.
That shit didn't work. It didn't work, but I mean, we're on the same wavelength, but that shit didn't fucking work.
It wasn't meant for
you.
It wasn't meant.
Well, fuck her now. T, what should I have done?
He didn't have to wait so late. I guess he could have called her just to say what's up. I'm always the opposite of what everybody say, just so y'all don't know. Keep the conversation.
You know what, dog? I just thought about something. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, T, but I just thought about something, man. Maybe she ain't fuck with you because she thought you was just trying to make a booty call or something. I mean, you did say you got the number. You called her like 12 hours later, like 11, 12,
right?
Right,
at nighttime. Right, why you
right.
call this? That's what I'm saying. You could have called her
earlier,
like 4 hours later.
4 hours later?
Yeah, you could
have
called her 12
hours later.
Okay, let's take away the 4 hours. You could have called and said, what's up? I'm just calling to see how your day going. You know, we talked earlier. You didn't have to call at 11 o'clock at night. I mean,
right.
I'm sorry. I think you was a booty call too late.
I had already asked you that. We had already had a conversation earlier.
You shouldn't have called her. You should have waited until the next
day. Yeah, but that don't mean her day couldn't have went bad. It could have went bad. You could have just made it brighter at 7 o'clock. What you have for dinner?
Right.
You know, what you cook. But 11
bullshit.
O'clock, what else you going to call me at 11 o'clock
show.
For?
Bullshit.
At 11 o'clock at night, what's on your mind? Okay, at 11 o'clock at night, let me ask you, what's on your mind? When you say you're a fan girl.
I was
no,
preparing
you know
for the show, baby. I couldn't call at that time.
You know what you should have
I mean, damn, I did call him.
You could have left a message. I was just thinking about you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You should have texted
her
something.
Yeah, I was just thinking about
you. Hold on, ladies. One at a time. I heard Sunshine getting ready to say something. Sunshine, what was you about to say?
That's what I was getting ready to say. He could have texted her.
Yeah.
I did text her.
What did you say for her then?
He texted me back. Oh.
He texted her after 11 o'clock.
What did you text her and say? What did you text her and say?
Why the fuck
okay,
you hang up
I
on?
Text her.
And
I
what
text
was the word?
Why the fuck did
I
you hang up on?
Hey, man, hold on, man. Let me say my text. I said, matter of fact, I'm going to read you the text. I still got it in my motherfucking phone.
You still got it. Man, like
yeah, I still got it.
No, I said, I didn't mean to call your house so late. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful.
That's
it's
after the
late.
Fact.
And she texted you back and said, oh.
Right.
It's an 08.
Okay, but then
right.
when I call her today, she don't even pick up the phone. Right? And then she texts me back. She texted me back some old crazy ass shit. Hold on. I'm going to tell y'all exactly what she said. I hope she listened.
But I thought you said she approached you, so that means if she made the first move, why you wait so late to make the second one? I mean, she came at you, right? Yeah.
Right.
So why did you wait till 11 o'clock to make the second move? That's all she said. You act like you wasn't interested, so fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
I fell on that one shit.
Right
I approach you and you call me back 12 hours later. And if I think I'm looking good that night too, fuck that nigga then. Shit. Hell, you gonna call me back at night? You ain't talk to me first. I was hollering at you because I wanted you. I ain't not that we want to do anything. I just wanted your conversation. You don't play me 10 hours later after you get through what you doing.
Ooh.
How was that playing you? How am I playing you because I called you at 11? I called you the same damn day?
This is what I'm saying. I approached you. She approached you. That means that's me. I approached you. That means I want to holler. You going to wait and call me. I made the first step. All you have to do is make the second one during the afternoon or late afternoon. Just say, I'm just
okay,
checking.
I disagree with that because how she know he ain't got no job or nothing? I mean, he called
they had a conversation already.
Yeah,
he called
when he had time.
They had a conversation
I wouldn't
already.
Have wanted a man to call me at no 11 o'clock. You
right
know,
at all.
He could have texted me. You knew you had something to do at 7 o'clock, then text me and say, I was just thinking about you.
Right.
I got
to
work.
But y'all make hard work nowadays.
Oh, hold up,
it's supposed to be. It ain't supposed to be.
Somebody help me out here, please. Oh, I know one of the fellas. I know one of y'all feel my pain.
Ladies. Now, come on now. Now y'all just trying to act like y'all two motherfucking high on the hall. But we got to get the
same time. What I said is if I approached you first. Cash, you got to hear me. If I approached you first, I'm being bold. I came to you. You didn't come to me. During the 11 p.m., come to me and just say something.
Now
you want me to call you? Okay, I'll approach you, and now you want me to call you first, too. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Or if not, I got to wait on your call at 11 p.m.
Yeah,
she shouldn't have said, to me, she shouldn't have said anytime. Call me anytime.
Exactly.
That's my
point right there. That's my point.
She said call
really right
anytime.
Here, you go.
And
go
I might say anytime, but that don't mean 11 o'clock p.m. on the
well,
first call.
Well, she should have said, she should have kept it 100, though.
I mean, come on, chocolate.
Come on, now, you're not finna let no
go,
man. Come on.
Okay, chocolate.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Chocolate?
Yes.
Chocolate.
Yes.
This for you, girl. Girl.
Well, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day. So.
You feel my pain. I ain't mad at you, but y'all crazy as hell. Come on, man. If you wanted me to call you at 3 o'clock, you should have said call me at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
I agree.
And then
but how she going to be so direct to say what time for you to call? Now, who you meet to tell you to call at a certain time? Now you're going to say,
well,
why
I mean, if you want me
exactly.
You say, call me at any
my
time.
Point exactly. She didn't give him no time to call. She's grown. I'm pretty sure she's grown. So she didn't say don't call me after 11.
Okay, so a man call you, approach a man, he call you at 11 o'clock at night. What you going to eat, chocolate?
Well, I'm going to talk to him. I mean, what?
You go, girl.
And you don't wonder why he waits so late.
Because I don't know. He probably got a job. I'm hoping he got a job. I'm hoping he was doing something.
I was at work.
That's what I'm saying.
I was at work when this happened.
I felt if he would have called me right away, he's desperate. That's how I would have looked at it.
Exactly.
Like, dang.
Hold up. I got to ask this. What's happening? What if he told you he ain't have no job? He just not got around to calling you.
That's fine, too. I mean, I'm not tripping on that. It wouldn't have bothered me. It wouldn't have never bothered me if he called me. If I met you at 12 o'clock this afternoon and then you call me at 11, okay.
So, you was like, well, what took you so long to call me? And he said, well, shit, I mean, were you at work? No, I ain't got no job.
I've been busy.
I like to hear this answer.
Okay.
I actually want to hear this answer
To me, it don't matter what he was doing. I just met the guy. I mean, come on.
So you gonna give him a chance knowing he ain't got no job.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. Chocolate, I'm asleep.
What do that got to do with anything? I mean,
when it's
going, this
I'm
about
was already at work.
Hold on, brother. We heard what she said about you, but I'm not asking.
Okay, first of all, I want to talk to him if he ain't had no job. How about that?
You want to talk to him if he ain't had no job?
No, I wouldn't.
How you know he got a job or not? You just see this sexy man across the street, across the way.
Hold on, brother. You wouldn't have talked to him if he didn't have a job?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out. I mean,
okay.
Why wouldn't you talk to him because he ain't had no job? I mean, what? He a hustler.
I mean, why is that? So, I mean, why are you getting on that? I mean, no, I wouldn't.
I'm just asking the question.
And I'm saying no, I wouldn't.
I'm just saying, what, he got to be a hustler or something?
No, I definitely don't mess with those.
I just like to say I enjoyed myself this evening. It was so good. I didn't even get to see the game again yesterday. I feel like damn, I don't know how that happened, but I enjoyed myself.
Outstanding. Wait, birthday boy, you got any last words?
Much love to Sin City and all the people that gave me love for my birthday. I love you all. You know what I'm saying? Sin City always hype, you know what I'm saying? And I hope you motherfuckers be down here and come to the party, whatever we're going to go on for the Sin City anniversary. Much love to all the ladies, too. Peace out.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you, hon.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, baby.
Happy birthday.
Anybody else want to say happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. You got any last words?
No, I'll just see y'all next week. I enjoy myself.
Outstanding. Sunshine, you got any last words, even though you was late tonight?
Hey. I have school, too.
I know what happened. What happened? You got any last words for us?
Yeah, I've been missing y'all, but I work at night, so I can't always talk.
This is just a joke, sweetheart.
We like to have fun.
What?
We like to make jokes, fool around, things of that nature, and have a good time.
You just wanted to read it. I ain't offended.
All right, sweetheart. Chocolate, you got any last words?
I'm enjoying myself. You know, y'all stay sweet.
All right, join us in the chat room. Don't forget, y'all, we party in the chat room. Say what ain't over.
All right, Janine.
Yes.
Yes.
Good show. I'll see y'all next week.
I want to ask you something, Janine.
Oh, what's up?
Wow, that's tension.
What?
No, I'm just joking. All right, now everybody know you and Wick, y'all birthday was kind of messed up. So I tell you what, and I know it's a little bit down the line. But tell you what, why don't y'all celebrate y'all birthdays with us at the anniversary, at our little anniversary thing? That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
When is that gonna be?
We're looking at the 18th. It's
a Friday. Yep.
Okay. That's not a problem. Like at a club or something.
We'll let you know everything. We'll inbox you, let you know what everything gonna be.
Okay.
All right.
Any last words, man?
Yeah, man. SinCity.Spruce.com. Hit the chat room, man. I'm in now.
We in the chat room, y'all. Forgot the webcams. Get in the chat room with us. We out of here. Y'all know we in the show with my boy.
Take off your clothing.
Turn off the lights, girl.
Turn off the lights. Come on.
We are all alone. I want you to set me.
For that Sesame remix to pop off, you know what I'm saying? Check it out, this is on the take off your clothes tip. So fellas, grab your ladies and make it real wet.
Take off your clothes and come on.
Listen to the remix, baby.
take off your clothes. Cause things I wanna do to you, nobody has to know. Just lay your body right here, lady, have no fear. Cause ecstasy is near, oh yes it is.
Any unexpected position,
anything unexpected, bring it home.
In a secret of fantasy,
you see I will fulfill as long as it's taking me.
I want you to
love for you to say.